Finally, today here in New York, lots of people are wearing New York Giants jerseys to work today. They're still excited by the Giants' big Super Bowl upset last night. The Giants ruined the New England Patriots' hopes for a title and an undefeated season. Here's NPR's Mike Pesca on the play that made the difference.
In pro football, there are a few plays that warrant their own title. There is the catch, the holy roller, the immaculate reception. But last night, the New York Giants pulled off a play that was so amazing, but also so multifaceted, that football lexicographers must be working overtime to name it. Eli Manning, a quarterback who until a few weeks ago evidenced more pedigree than promise, steps under center with a little over a minute to play, Giants down 4. He fades back and is immediately beset by the majority of the Patriots' defensive line.
Pressure from Thomas off the edge.
He is jostled by Adalius Thomas, then about to be sacked by Richard Seymour, and finally grabbed by Jarvis Green. If Green can capitalize on his 60-pound weight advantage, he will drag the Giants quarterback not just to the turf, but back down to the questionable status as being known as little more than Peyton's little brother. But Eli spins. Whose idea that was, his or his assailant, is unclear. But now Eli is free. He steps back. He fires downfield.
Stays on his feet. Airs it out.
The ball travels over 42 yards in the air, but it looks like for the Giants to have a chance, it needed to travel only 41. Still, Giants receiver David Tyree leaps. Tyree extends his entire body and seems to have caught, no, check that, trapped the ball against his helmet.
It is caught by Tyree.
Tyree lands hard. The fans without high-definition TV are sure the ball has come loose. They just don't have enough pixels to confirm. But no. Tyree has held on. The Giants are now deep in Patriots territory. And two plays, two Eli Manning completions later, the Giants pull ahead and push their hometown to the edge of insanity more than 2,000 miles away. The few thousand Giants fans who spontaneously amassed in Times Square last night actually seemed very happy to have the NYPD erect barricades and mount their horses. In New York, those are the signals of something truly momentous. Val Sellian seemed pretty excited for a guy who says he was never even worried.
Even though they were down 14-10, I knew there was going to be a comeback, especially the way Eli was playing. He wasn't making those many mistakes, so I knew we had it in the bag.
Standing off to the side a bit was Asher Bouvier, who marked himself as a longtime fan by wearing a beat-up Rodney Hampton jersey, a valuable if not Hall of Fame player from years past. Bouvier came down to New York with his father, who raised Asher as a Giants fan in Maine. Now it seemed that everyone was family.
Just look around. We're surrounded. I mean, I've just hugged so many people. I don't even know. It's the greatest experience. I've never seen anything like this. It's just, my father, we came down to watch it with my brother, and just this means so much to us. It really does.
And with that, he hugged a man he had never met before and high-fived some passing motorists, feeling the elation of the underdog, the joy of the Giants. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.